Hello, everypony. Welcome to the end of Month of Macabre. I do hope you enjoyed the readings Lily and I gave out. Now, regarding those, I do want to address the slight issue with them. The sound quality for much of the Month of Macabre videos was pretty bad due to the fact that I did not have a sound box. Instead, I had a foam board wrapped around my mic, trying to dilute much of the outside noise since I live in a noisy neighborhood. But that didn't really work. A lot of the loud noises still got into the recordings, and my voice was dulled as a result of it. So for that, I do apologize. But now, that issue is no longer going to be a thing anymore, because now I actually do have a soundbox, which I use for all of my recordings. The soundbox I have is called the Pile PSIB27 sound recording booth isolation cube, and it works really well, so I'm very happy for that. So like I said, from now on, I will be using this soundbox when I do my recordings. Something else I want to address is, well, since Month of Macabre is over, the only other month I know that I might do special readings for would be February, which is also the month of Valentine. But I'm not going to call it Month of Valentine's. I'm going to call it Month of Lovin'. So for this month, if you have any readings you'd like me to do, I'll do them. But the thing is, they have to be romance readings. So straight romance or clops are definitely acceptable. I will be accepting requests from now possibly to the end of December, as long as I get 29 readings so I can upload at least once a day. The next topic I would like to address is voice acting partners. Now, as you all know, I have almost a full cast for the Inverno readings, but there are plenty of other readings that I do that I might need partners for, be them male or female. So if any of you are interested, feel free to leave your name in the comments down below saying that you are interested. And trust me, if you're uncomfortable with certain things, we can always talk about it. I'm not going to be upset because you signed up for it then back out the last moment. I completely understand. I'm still a bit awkward doing clops myself. And some of the dark readings I did for this month were darker than I expected, so I had to kind of clear my mind after them as well. Another topic I want to bring up is Romance of the Sea, the story that's not MLP related that I want to do an audio play for. Now, Autistic Brony and I have been working together to pretty much fix up the story itself. I think we're about maybe 25% done. So possibly early to mid 2018, we should be finished and start asking for a full cast as well as possibly composers for any musical selections that might be in the reading, as well as artists to do the scenery and characters. The next topic I want to talk about, yes, I have a lot to say for this video, is the fact that I might make a Patreon. I'm still on the fence about it, but I feel like I want to do something to give back to all of you in some way, shape, or form. So the Patreon would be targeted for just that. Giving back to you by giving any of you exclusive readings before I upload them, or even just a shout out in my videos. So I guess I'll give my final decision on that if I do actually make the Patreon. Next thing I want to talk about is a P.O. box. Now, I don't have the funds to do that, but I am still trying to get them up. I don't know how much it is to start a P.O. box as well as to keep it open, but I'm looking into that now. So if I do make a P.O. box, then once I do, I'll make a video about that specifically and tell you the address to send your letters and fan art to. Because I can feel that a lot of you are good artists, and I have had some art done for me. Case in point, Glenn Gorwood's rendition of me for Equestria Girls as a sea pony, and pretty much as myself. And the art is gorgeous. So, for one thing, I want to thank him again for that. Another thing I want to bring up is reading requests as well as ASMR requests. Now, I have a few requests already in the wings waiting to be done. As for ASMR requests, some of them I'm not too keen on how to do them, but I will get better over time, so please be patient with me, Everypony. I will take care of any and all requests that I have gotten so far. So if you have any more requests, because I am not limiting these requests to just one, then please don't hesitate to ask for them. Next topic is the anniversary of my channel. Now, I don't really recall when I started watching MLP related videos. It was quite a while ago. And I don't fully recall when I started watching the show itself, too. But my channel was created almost a full year ago, and I want to do a video dedicated to that. And that will be a special video because I might have my friend involved with it. The friend that got me involved in MLP in the first place. So look forward to that. Aside from that, there's also social media and a backup source for my videos. The backup source for my videos would be vid.me/lotusmoon. That is where I might put my videos up. I'm not sure as of yet when I might start doing that, but should YouTube fail me, that's my backup source for putting up videos. Aside from that, when I get around to it, if I can, I might do live stream readings on Twitch. So if I can ever do that, then I'll definitely put up a video saying when I will be doing it as well as the time I will be doing it. And I'm also debating whether to make a Facebook or Twitter dedicated for this channel as well. I try not to have too much social media because after a while, I might start falling behind on them. And I don't want to do that. So please be patient with that as well. I have a lot to think about and decide. And I do hope you'll support me through my decisions. The last thing I want to address is JQ World. JQ World, primarily as of what I can see so far, consists of video games as well as interviews when it comes to certain things. But he is also looking for a backing in the Brony community as well. I met the creator of this channel a few days ago, actually, as we are also involved in the anime fandom as well. So I do hope you will give him your support, Everypony. The link to him will appear either in the description down below, during the ending of this video, or both. Everypony, as stated, I do have a lot of decisions to make, and I did have a lot to say. So I do hope you'll be patient with me and support me through any and all decisions I have in the future, as well as any of the readings and videos I release in the future as well. Everypony, I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are. Once again, feel free to subscribe to JQ World to see more of his content, because it is quite interesting. Good night, Everypony.